have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad.
And be glad and be what? Happy. Mm-hmm. Be happy. Be glad. Don't be sad now. God always wants us to be happy. Rejoice, I say. Always. Watch this. Someone says, is this those guys on the radio morning come on there? But we come in from the backdrop. This is the backdrop we're coming from. Rejoice, I say. Rejoice. And how? Always. So we don't come rejoice one day. It tells us we must rejoice what? Always. All the time. Doesn't matter what it looks like, what it feels like, still rejoice. And this Tuesday morning, it doesn't matter. Or you wake up with some sad news, rejoice. You wake up not feeling right, rejoice. God expects you to what? Rejoice. In all situations, I give thanks. And if you read it, you read the Apostle Paul, he says, in persecution, in starvation, in shipwreck, and all of these, he said, none of these, not one of these shall move me from the love of God. In that love, I rejoice. In that love, I find my peace. In that love, I have my confidence. The love of God is perfected in your life. And on this Tuesday morning, I want to start it off. Let the love of God perfect your life. And in all circumstances, you cannot rejoice in what? In the Lord. Not rejoicing in the circumstances. I rejoice in the Lord. And in my rejoicing in the Lord, He will take me out of whatever situation life throw my way. Mm-hmm. See, that's the power right there.
And that's in Romans chapter 8, starting at verse 37. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
Amen.
So that is something to rejoice
yes.
about, that
Amen.
We cannot be separated from the love of God, which is in
Christ Jesus,
our Lord.
And that's a secure place in that's, Christ. Jesus. Boy,
that's the evidence.
Yes. Secure.
That's the evidence, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whomsoever believeth in Him may not perish,
yes.
may have eternal life and
yes.
not perish.
Perish.
So that is the evidence. Jesus is the evidence of God's love unto us.
And I'm secure in that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a sure place. That's a place where I am secure in Jesus Christ, in the Lord, my God and my Savior. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And He says in John chapter 10, He says, my sheep know my voice. They listen to me. They follow me. A stranger they will not follow. And therefore, no man, nothing shall pluck them out of my hand. You in Jesus Christ, you're in a secure place. Somebody need to shout out. You don't walk around feeling, well, I don't know if I'm going to make it. You in Jesus, man, you're making it. You're secure. He is the everything. That's why the verse of scripture you read, in this we are what? More than a conqueror.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jesus conquered already. Mm-hmm. And so all we got to do, just walk in that assurance. Just walk this morning. I hope I'm helping you and this Tuesday morning to make your day count. Because life throws its curve, but Jesus will take you out all the time. You follow Him. Follow the word of God. You will be victorious, not sometime, all the time. You cannot follow the word of God and don't be victorious. Be strong, he says to Joshua. This book of law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall what? Meditate in them when? Day and night. Then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. So I'm talking to you now. When you have the word of God, your path is good. Mm-hmm. The Bible says the just is like a what? A shining, like the shining sun. The Bible says the just is like the shining sun. Shine ever brighter, more and more increase into a what? Perfect day. Come on, somebody. The just, you are the just. Who is the just? The one that is redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ are declared just by redemption. Diane, I feel like preaching again this Tuesday morning. By redemption, I am declared just. I'm justified to redemption. And therefore, he says to me, the just is like the shining sun that shine ever brighter, more and more into that perfect day, so I can rejoice and be happy. Hallelujah. Feel like I'm in some church.
Yesterday we were in Matthew chapter 25, and we were talking about the parable of the talents. And Pastor brought out a point that in the beginning, in verse 14, for the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And verse 15, and to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. So there was a number given. In the disbursement, there was a number given. But in the reward, there was no number given. In verse 21, his Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You are faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. So he was faithful over a few, which means that 5 was a few. He was faithful over a few. Now I'll make him a ruler over many.
Many. Many as in many.
Many. And then many turns into abundance in verse 29. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. So it went from a number and to many to abundance.
God of what? Increase. Mm-hmm. God expects you to what?
Increase. And this is our year of the advancing life.
Yeah.
This is our year of the abundant life. So the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus says, come so that we could have life and we could have it more abundantly. That's John chapter 10, verse 10. So why did Jesus come? For the abundant life. So in order for us to be partakers of the abundant life, our abundance comes through Jesus Christ. Our abundance comes from entering into the joy of the Lord with the talents that he has given us, with the life positions he has given us, with the network he has given us, with the resources he has given with us. You can win. You can win. Sometimes, you know, you're playing cards and you have a hand and the hand's not so good and you say, man, if I was playing rummy, this would be a good hand.
Yeah.
If I was playing tonk, this would be a good hand. You could win with the
hand
that you have. Change the game.
Yeah.
God has called us to change the game, not to just bury our talents in the unprofitable place out of fear, but to move in the gifts, the talents, the hand, to win with the hand that he has given you. It is possible for you to win with the hand that you have. You just have to get in a different position. I got to get up from the tonk table and I got to move over into the gin table, whatever the card games are. I got to move to another table.
Yes. Remember, I had a sermon, Diane, which I teach in church. Mm-hmm. Arise and take what God has given unto you. Not what he didn't give you now. That was a message delivered to me from the Lord to tell his people that they must rise up and do what? Take full delivery of what he has given to them. Not ask God for anything more. Just rise up, take what he gives you, and then go multiply. What we're doing, he gave us those things, and we're still asking him for more and more. And we haven't done anything with the thing that he has given unto us. See, there is no multiplication unless you start to work it. When you start to work what God gives you, then it multiplies.
Mm-hmm. And that it's supported right there in the text, because in verse 20 of Matthew chapter 25, so he who had received five talents came and brought five other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me five talents. Mm. Look, I have gained.
Gained. Five,
five
more.
More talents.
I worked it.
Not I begged five more talents. I gained five more talents. And the same thing of the one with two. He said, I have gained, in verse 22, I have gained two more talents besides them. So they're saying, I gained because I worked what you gave me.
He said, you give me two, but I gained two.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Lord gained two.
Mm-hmm.
He says, Master, you gave me two, and I use the ability that you have given to me and produce two more.
Mm-hmm.
So that's so powerful. That is powerful right there.
They were given a portion, and then they gained.
Yes.
I gained five more.
Yeah.
I gained two more by something that they were doing with what they had. Now, they weren't doing nothing with what they didn't have.
Yeah.
They were doing something with what they had. So they brought forth a gain. They brought forth a return. They profited in the place where they fit. They profited. The one who did not profit, he was afraid.
Yeah.
And he hid it in the ground. Verse 25, he says, and I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. So he didn't take any ownership over what God had given unto him. He didn't take ownership. He didn't say, well, this is my thing that God has given me to be able to multiply. He didn't take any ownership over it. He did not see himself as what God created him, what God created him to do. He saw it separate from himself. But God created us. He wrote in the books of heaven the vision concerning each and every one of us before we were even formed in our mother's womb. So the vision has already been written in the books of heaven. David said, I found the place where it is written of me in the scroll. So we have to find the place where it is written on of us, knowing that we are worthy, we are equipped, we have been gifted. God created us in his image for his glory to have dominion, and we have to take dominion. Dominion comes from using what God created, subduing, and then we have dominion. So the giftings, the talents that he has given unto us, we have to do something with it. Paul said it to us in Corinthians. He said, it's to your advantage that you finish the things that you desired to do a year ago. Bring forth the return. How do you do that? With a willing mind and what's already in your hand.
God expects. He doesn't want it. God doesn't expect us to do anything that we doesn't have the ability to do. God doesn't expect us to go beyond the ability that he gives us. But he expects us to use what he gives us. Use what he gives us. He gives us things because he knows we have the ability to increase it. So the increase in life is in the life of Jesus Christ. Increase like Jesus. The increase in life is in the life of Jesus. And I will be teaching that at Celebration Tabernacle.
So join us Sunday morning at 10 a.m. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard, Celebration Tabernacle Church. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Hey, this is Darrell Evans. Your passion for Jesus will be inspiring to others, so keep listening to today's Modern Worship on WMIE 91.5 FM.
You are listening to the Morning Breath Podcast. Please enjoy today's show, hosted by a pastor on staff here at East Coast Christian Center.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Morning Breath. This is Chris Johnson, and I'm filling in for your beloved host, Pastor Dan Stahlbaum. Honored to be here today with you all, and even excited more so that I'm not doing this alone. I'm with my friend, Pastor Christian Hurston, co-hosting with me today. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Excited to be spending time with you and our friend Nick and be able to get in the Word together.
Absolutely.
What a great thing to do.
This is a joy. And